Sam DeLay really knows his coffee.
This espresso that we're using is our Bon Bon espresso blend.
DeLay is a trainer and wholesale account manager at A&E. And as a barista, he puts a lot of pride in his art, describing the exact weight of the coffee grounds, the time it takes to pour, the volume of a double shot, and so on.
Mugs that are really good for pouring art kind of have a very curved bottom.
You see what I mean. No detail is overlooked in his effort to decorate the foamy layer of a latte with a creative swirling pattern.
What you're looking for is the espresso to have a really kind of thick syrupy consistency, because that makes a really good, it just makes a really good base to pour your art into.
DeLay says latte art can be improved by using a thicker espresso shot, even to the point of sacrificing the flavor.
If you're a painter, and like a lot of the times the first step for a painting is just to create the background, and that's kind of what I'm doing.
And if the espresso is the canvas, the milk is the paint. DeLay steams the milk to get the microfoam just right.
So I'm going to turn it on. And that noise right there is air being let in. And I'm doing that by kind of dropping the pitcher a little bit.
When the milk is ready, it should look almost like glossy, wet paint. DeLay then pours the milk into the cup of espresso, creating a tan surface. Most of the milk cuts right through the filmy layer until the end, when the final flourish of white sets atop in the shape of a heart. He makes a few more with different designs.
A heart, tulip, and rosetta are just the base of pretty much all free pour.
But these may not be enough to win. Head judge and A&E owner Emeron Langmaid says she's seen some really intricate designs.
The swan was a really big one that was introduced a few years ago. It's pretty amazing. You know, it kind of has this rosetta part, and then they come around and they do this little tip on it.
Latte art is judged by how symmetrical it is, its position in the cup, contrast, and more.
When you're starting to get more of those bands within the middle, you're starting to add complexity. You're moving your pitcher back and forth. You're creating more dynamics within the cup that you're pouring, and you're creating more contrast. So that's indicating that there's more skill.
Langmaid says baristas from all over, amateurs and professionals alike, are welcome to the throwdown, and audience members can enjoy their fill of free lattes. She says the event helps to bring the barista and coffee maker community together with some friendly competition. Someday they hope to expand it to include other factors such as flavor. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the